Hello, my friends, and good Thursday morning to you. Today is April 15th. My name is Roger. Behind the camera is my wife, Angie, and together we're the Barnabas Bridge. We're thankful that you're here, folks, and we hope that so far this week, it's been an encouraging time that we spent together, and we're asking the question, what is faith? And I'll tell you, I think really if we kind of try to put it down into just this little sentence, faith is really hearing, responding by action to the Word of God. And to kind of get us maybe a little bit of bigger picture of that, I asked Angie if I could share a story of hers today. And she said it'd be okay if I did. And it really goes back a few years at least. And it was a little girl who was 11 years old, her. She had a tragedy come in her life and in her family at an early age because her Aunt Beverly, who was a young woman herself, had cancer. And she passed away. And so, as you can imagine, it was a huge event in Angie's life as a little girl, and watching this the ugliness really of cancer unfold in the life of someone that she loved. And so it made a permanent impression on her mind. But even more than that, an event happened at that specific time. Angie was seeking something, even as a little girl, answers to such a huge question such as death. And so God led her, we know, to a family Bible that hadn't been used or opened for a while. And so she opened it up. Well, first she dusted off the dust off of it. And she opened it up and she began to read. And it affected her in such a powerful way that she memorized Psalm 23. And she still has that memorized. And every time that she hears it, in the King James Version, of course, it takes her back to a time where God spoke to her and God comforted her. And really, God sent her on the trajectory of her life that she's still on today. And so the real point that put into motion, I should say, all of this was certainly the death of her aunt. But why it was such a powerful event, and why it sticks with her today, and why it moved her in a direction that she could never really go back to the old way, was because it was the very first time that God spoke to her. And He spoke through His Word, and she heard. And in a responsive act, she, even as a little girl, she didn't know where she was going. But now, all these years later, it still is dominant in her life. It's a beautiful story. And I think it's for all of us. There was a time, hopefully, that a lot of us can look back and say, that was the first time I heard from God. And so often He comes into our lives when it's not the greatest days. But it's a God of love and empathy and caring and grace that comes in and holds little girls and little boys, and sometimes in my case, older men, and says, I love you. And I care. Now follow me. So the story, I think, is just the backdrop that I want to share with you today, is I'd like to read Psalm 23, just like Angie did in those days. And I don't know where you are today, but I hope that you hear God speaking. And it's not just in this idea of a God, a distant God, but an intimate, loving, up close and personal God who wants to spend time with you and I, who wants to lift us up out of our darkest days and brings us into the sunshine of a relationship with Him. And so hear the words, and I pray that God speaks to you in the way that He has designed and orchestrated for you on this day. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, I don't know where you are in your faith walk. Maybe you're just now starting out on it. Maybe this is the first time that you've heard from the Lord. Maybe you have a Bible somewhere in your house that you used to read regularly, or maybe even daily, but now you need to look for it and perhaps kick off a little bit of the dust. And maybe it's the King James Version of Psalm 23, or maybe it's a passage in John chapter 10 of just any other version that you might read today. But I pray that the Lord is speaking to you and that you hear His voice. And wherever you've been or wherever you thought you might be going, that your trajectory of your life is steered towards Him, towards His work, and most certainly towards His voice, as I know that our good and our gracious and our loving God is calling you. You know, I think we take particular notice to portions of the New Testament, and in some of your Bibles they would be in red, and that's when Jesus was speaking. And the reason that is because he was God incarnate, walking this earth, walking on the same soil, breathing the same air, because He came to rescue us in our darkest times, in the death of our sin. The one that had dominated our lives, but now He comes into our lives, whether through the Word and through a video, through a friend, through a hard time, but He's calling you. When God walked this earth, He had this to say: I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. And then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. But remember Psalm 23. Jesus had to have been thinking of that this day when he says, I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this pen, and I must bring them also. Jesus came for all mankind. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason the Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it again. This is the command that I receive from the Father. Jesus is that good shepherd. And when we follow Him and listen to His voice, we shall never be in want. Folks, I pray that as this week has progressed, perhaps the time with us, but most certainly the time that you have spent contemplating God's voice in your life, asking yourself, what is my faith walk and what does it look like? I pray that you have moved closer and that you hear with greater clarity. So thanks for stopping by. Let's say a prayer before we head out into our day. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words of your Bible. We thank you in the Old Testament that you tell us that you are the Good Shepherd. And then in the New Testament, you come and you show us that you are the Good Shepherd. Father, we thank you for Jesus who came and died. We thank you for Jesus who rose from the dead. We thank you for Jesus who sits at your right hand and now is calling us home. Help us, Lord, hear your voice loud and clear. Allow the Spirit to speak into our lives in a powerful way today that sets a trajectory of not just the remainder of this day or this week, but truly the remainder of our lives. God, we thank you in every way. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. Amen. Take care, my friends, and we'll see you tomorrow, God willing, okay? Have a great Thursday. Bye.